Morning, church. Morning, SP. Good morning, also to those who are listening or tuning in online. Privilege sharing this devotion today for all of us. So let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord God, once again for this beautiful day. Thank you, God, for privilege, God, that we could come even early in the morning, God, and open our Bible, read, and even listen to meditate in the study of your word, God. Thank you, God, for this freedom that you are continually, Lord God, giving us. And let it be, Lord God, that your word be our strength and our life and our life. Today, Lord God, as we meditate and listen and receive your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us today to understand your word and to receive with gladness the truth of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So we're sharing about today, sharing about Jesus' compassion. So let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 38. Oh, sorry, 37. Or 38, sorry. Jesus went about all cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary, and scattered like sheep, having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send laborers in his vineyard." That's the reading of his word. Hallelujah. Praise God. So chapter 9 of Matthew started when, after the Lord Jesus Christ had ministered in Gerasene in chapter 8, and then the people of there, they asked him to leave because, you know, probably they are not ready yet to really receive the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the miracles and the healing of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he cast out the demons, the legion of demons, and then went out to the pigs, and then they went into the water and drowned, and then the people, in one voice, they asked Jesus to go out and leave their city. And then he took a boat, and then crossing it, and came to his city in the beginning of chapter 8, which is, most of the scholars said that this city is Capernaum. The city of the Lord Jesus is Capernaum. The Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He raised in Nazareth, but the significant Galilean ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ happened in Capernaum. And here in the beginning of chapter 8, we can see that they are bringing all kinds of sickness, sick people. And here we read in the beginning of the chapter 8 that they brought one paralytic person that is in bed. And then there he said, "You take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." And here he healed this paralytic man in that encounter. And then also go further in chapter 8, you can see also that Jesus restored a life of a little girl, which is the daughter of a ruler. And also in way going to that place or the house of that lady or girl, a woman that is in discharge of blood for 12 years, that they said that if only touch the fringe of the garments of the clothes of the Lord Jesus, she was going to get healed. And then eventually when she touched the fringe of the clothes of the Lord Jesus Christ, she got healed. At the same time, during the road, there are two blind men also crying out that the Lord was going to heal them. And eventually the Lord looked at them and they said, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And they said, "Yes, Lord." And then according to their faith, it be done to you. And the Lord Jesus Christ restored their eyesight. And go further in verse 32 in chapter 8, we also see that there's a demon oppressed, which has caused this demon oppressed that the person came mute and unable to speak. And at the same time, also the Lord Jesus Christ healed this person. So chapter 8, you can see when the Lord Jesus Christ is in the house of Peter, and then he heals Mother Peter at that night, and even all kinds of diseased person or sick person he brought on that house, and the Lord Jesus healed them all. He did not only say heal some, but he did heal them all. And then we go now in chapter 8, verse 35 to 38, chapter 9, verse 35 to 38, wherein we read the text today. Now, let us see, when I try and meditate, Lord, what you want us to receive this morning? And I believe in our spirit that I want you to learn more about my compassion. What is the Lord's compassion? Now, there are several, in the book of Matthew, that mention that the Lord Jesus Christ moved with compassion. This is the first one in chapter 9, verse 35 and 37, that the Lord moved with compassion as he went from cities, synagogue to villages, healing them sick and preaching the gospel, and he saw the multitudes, and Jesus moved with compassion. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 13 to 14, during the feeding of the 5,000, in verse 13 said, and 14 said, when Jesus heard it, he departed from there by a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitude heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 32, this is the same feeding, another event of feeding a multitude of people. This now is the feeding of the 4,000. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 32, now Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I do not want to send them away hungry, and they faint on the way. Another one in Matthew chapter 20, verse 34. This is the healing of the blind man on the road. Beginning verse 30 of Matthew 20. And behold, two blind men sitting by the road, and when they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David. And they said to him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion, touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. There are more several passages in the Bible that said that Jesus are moved with compassion. In the Old Testament, some describe the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord our God, as God is full of compassion. Psalm 86, verse 16, O Lord our God, full of compassion. In Psalm 111, verse 4, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. In Psalm 112, verse 4, he is gracious and full of compassion. In Psalm 145, verse 8, Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Indeed, our God is full of compassion. Now, let's try to see how and what the Lord move his compassion and move with compassion. The one we read in chapter 9, verse 35 to 27 said, He said that he was moved with compassion before them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. the Lord Jesus are moved. In ESV version, the word weary and scattered is harassed and helpless. In here we can see how the word weary and scattered, meaning that we are in a lot of trouble until we come under the care of our shepherd. Now imagine the Lord Jesus Christ saw this multitude of people. He saw it not only in the physical but in the spiritual, that these are people that is harassed and helpless, that is in need of a shepherd. Imagine, church, if there's a flock that is in the field without a shepherd, they are prone to attack by the wild animals. And this is the same meaning that the Lord Jesus Christ are seeing these people. These people are in need of a shepherd. Sadly, one could say that, yeah, the Jewish people of that day, indeed they have some kind of spiritual, you know, guides and shepherds, namely the scribes, the priests, the Levites, and Pharisees. Yet to the most part, they were worthless and blind with their own self-righteousness. So even when the Lord Jesus Christ are healing this paralytic in chapter 8, they even said that he is blaspheming. He is declaring blaspheme because the Lord Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, you should know that I have the authority to forgive sin on earth. And when he cast out the spirit that oppressed the man, that caused this man to mute, and they even said he cast out demons by the prince of demons. The very Pharisees who knows the word of God and the laws of God, they are blinded. They are supposed to be the shepherd. They are supposed to be the guide or the one that's teaching the truth of the word of God, but they are not. And that's the time that the Lord said they are like a sheep without a shepherd, and they are helpless and harassed because the very people that should be shepherding them and teaching them the truth are blinded. And in this compassion also that leads to this teaching of the Lord, that said that the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray for the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers in the vineyard. He saw these people as a harvest of soul that needed to be harvested. The good of a harvest can go to waste if there are no laborers to take advantage of the bounty. Imagine, church, if the grapevine is ready for the harvest and there is no reapers, all the grapes will be put to waste. That is why, I could remember the parable of when the Lord Jesus Christ is teaching the parable of, I think, the harvester, when he hired workers in the morning, in the noontime, in the afternoon, because there is an exact time of harvesting of the grapes. If you go after the exact time in the harvest of grapes, and it is more than, you know, the grapes is more than, you know, overripe, and then that grapes will be, it's not good, or the quality will be not good. Now this is what the Lord Jesus Christ said, that this is the soul that is ready for the harvest. But if we don't have enough reapers to harvest them, then it might go into waste. Jesus warned us the opportunities to meet human need and bring people into his kingdom may be wasted because of a shortage of laborers. The Lord Jesus are calling people to be a laborers and reapers of those plentiful of harvest in this kind of compassion. The Lord have compassion in all the lost and they need. workers to reap them. In Matthew chapter 14, you also read, this is the feeding of the 5,000. The Lord Jesus Christ is moved with compassion and heal their sick. So the Lord moved with compassion to those who are afflicted and sick. That is why throughout the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, he healed every sickness and diseases that the people are come to him and brought forth to him. If the Lord Jesus Christ move when we pray in our prayer to those who people that is listed with sickness, and in the compassion of the Lord Jesus, when we pray in faith, the compassion of the Lord Jesus will be moved and will perform miracles for those who are sick and give healing unto them. You know, the meaning of compassion in the Old Testament, or even in the connected to the New Testament, is it is a deep. Let me read this. And it describes the compassion which moves a man to the deepest depths of his being. It is not only a pity, but it is deeper than pity that moves. That is in the deepest depths of his being. So this is that the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ that moves towards the afflicted and towards those who are lost and to those who are needed to be shepherded and needed to be harvested. In Matthew 15:33, also in the feeding of the 4,000, the Lord Jesus Christ also moved with compassion. Because have new continent have nothing to eat and not want to send them away hungry lest they fail on the way. The Lord Jesus moved with compassion to those who are hopeless, needy, and hungry. In Matthew chapter 20, verse 34, also, the Lord Jesus Christ moved with compassion to those who cries out and pray for mercy. You know, church, as we read all those passages, the Lord Jesus not only moved with compassion, not only that he saw their needs, but the Lord Jesus Christ took an action to that compassion by through his love and give the answer of the prayer and their needs during the time. Jesus heals the sick when he moved to those who are afflicted and sick. Jesus not moved with compassion to those hopeless and needy, and he fed them. And Jesus Christ moved with compassion to those who cries out for mercy. Jesus heard their cries and grant their prayers and healed them. The compassion of Jesus showed he not only see needs and move his deepest emotion, but with action and provide and give their needs. He even go further in this term of compassion and use it to define the attitude that should capture the life of every believer. He gave the teaching of the parable of the unforgiving servant. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 27, the master had compassion and forgave the servant's debts. He gave the teaching of the prodigal son's, the prodigal son, that the father had compassion on him when he came back. And the Lord Jesus gave this teaching of the good Samaritan, that he had compassion on the injured traveler. In Luke chapter 10, verse 33. Jesus is not only have compassion, not only he pitied, But deep, more than that, but he act in love with compassion. You know, when I asked the Lord last night, Lord, why is it the compassion is not part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit? It should be love, joy, then compassion, long-suffering, something like that, kindness, goodness. Why is it the compassion is not part of the Holy Spirit, fruit of the Holy Spirit? When I check the meaning of the compassion in the original text, compassion is also to love. We cannot give a true compassion. We cannot give to be have compassion in our heart without love. And without love, we don't have compassion in our heart. Compassion and love go hand in hand together. You cannot say that, oh, I pitied that person. I sympathized that person. But have you done something? Have you done anything? When you say, I have compassion, and you sympathize and have pitied, but if you did not do something, then you are not compassionate, and the compassion of the Lord is not being seen in there. That is not a true compassion. That is a true compassion of a Christian, a true believers and disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are we just like the three persons in the parable of Good Samaritans, that when they see this person beaten up almost to death, they pitied and sympathized with him, but they done nothing? Church, the word of the Lord Jesus today, the word compassion is more than just pity, sympathize, and go with them, you know, and just to feel sorry about them. The compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ reach out and even share and answer their prayers and petition of their heart. This teaching reminding us that what is the true compassion is, and as a true disciples of the Lord Jesus, let us follow him, his example, and his word. This is a calling to the church. What is the true compassion? Compassion of the Lord Jesus is to seek, to hear, and to give and answer the prayer. Let's pray. In the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's so sad to see this very people who said bearing the word and the truth of word of God, but they haven't seen the essence and the truth, and they are not living out the truth of the word of God. Even today in our midst, fellow Christian believers in the house of the Lord, there are many professing that, yeah, we sympathize, we have pitied in you, but what have you done? If you are truly a believers and disciples and follower of Christ, let's follow his example. He did not only have compassion unto them, but he reached out. He answered the cry of their heart. He gave the needs of their heart. I give glory and honor and praise to God. For me, for myself, I have been experiencing so many times the compassion of the Lord that is shown to fellow believers in Christ. And I do believe that there are not just some who is a true believer and disciples of Christ as following example. As you are hearing this truth today, let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Touch your heart. Is it the compassion that you said you are telling to a person is a true compassion that is the same as the heart of Jesus. It's only you who knows that. Let the Holy Spirit speak to us now. Let's worship.
Is devoted like a rain of solid gold, like a vow that is tested, like a covenant of old. Your love is enduring through the winter rain and beyond the horizon, with mercy for today. Faithful you have been, yourself to me, and it's while I sing your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. You father the orphan, your kindness makes us whole, and you shoulder our weakness, and your strength becomes our own. You making me like you, clothing me in white, bringing beauty from ashes, for you will have your bride, free of all her guilt and rid of all her shame, and known by her true name. And it's while I sing your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. You will be praised, you will be praised. With angels and saints we sing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised, you will be praised. While I sing your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips.
The greatest needs of a human is to bring people in his kingdom, to receive life, eternal life, forgiveness, and to be to have a shepherd, a true, great and loving shepherd in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's continue to pray that the Lord will put His compassion in our heart to be part of the laborers in the vineyard. The field is white into harvest. Plenty of harvest. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, pray for the Lord of the harvest to bring more laborers. He had compassion. He has compassion to those who are lost. And let it be our heart. Be the same as the heart of our shepherd, of our master, of our Lord Jesus. Have the heart and compassion to our loss. Pray, Father God, to continue to put that in our heart. And Lord, we read that the full of your compassion is always with your mercy. Thank you, God, for your mercy upon us. That we may, Lord, act in compassion, in love, to be our laborers, to share to those who are needy, hungry, and hopeless, and to pray in faith for the healing of those who are needed healing. Thank you, Father God, for your word and your reminders to us today. Let it be sink deep in our heart and convict up us by your Holy Spirit to the power of your word, God. Thank you, Father. So let's go to our prayer today. There are so many listed on our sickness, sick and afflicted. God, are moved and have compassion unto them. And let us pray in faith that God will touch those who are in need of healing. Those who are cancer, those who are undergoing chemo and radiation and therapy and even surgery. Let's bring them up to our God in the name of Jesus, for He has compassion with them. Let us pray. So also lift up those who are ill, having illness, those in need of the word of salvation. Pray for the hope, pray for miracles. Pray that they may see Jesus even in the midst of these challenges, of these sicknesses, that God is there. That God, the Lord Jesus, in His power and authority can bring healing and salvation. And that when they hear the word of God, that they will not harden their heart, but receive the truth of the Word of God and receive healing and salvation. Let us pray. So also lift up those who are suffering infirmities. The Lord Jesus said, and the scripture said, that by His stripes you are healed. That every sickness is listed. It is bore in the flesh and the body of Christ. It's already been nailed on the cross. So let's declare the healing of those every infirmities. Even those person that is not in this list right now, can also lift up to our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. So also lift up those who are having COVID. Pray for the mighty touch of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bring healing unto them. Strengthen their immunizations. There's a miracle that's come to them. And even to those who are frontliners and medical workers. Let's lift up for the covering and protections of the Lord to them and their families and loved ones. Pray for that love to continue, you know, pour out in their heart to serve these afflicted and even share the word of salvation and be used to be the bearer of the goodness of the Lord. Let's pray. Also lift up those who are praying for jobs, pray for provision, pray for the faith, continue to arise. Let's pray for the favor and the perfect timing of the Lord, answering the prayer of their heart, opening doors of opportunity for them, you know, to have work. Let us pray. So also lift up Hong Kong, our city, pray for the government, pray for the World Cup, Revival Church, Just Sports Service International, Shanti, with Calvin Rebecca, YWAM, the God Catering, Angela, Stand Asia, Sons and Daughters, Mother's Choice, Hong Kong Korean Church, Students, Domestic Help and Families in Distress. Let's lift up all those platforms that God are using, and even those NGOs that God are using, you know, to be declare and to share the goodness of the Lord. Yeah, let's pray and lift up them. Let's also lift up our staff. Pray for the heart of God and the compassion of God to continue to be in their heart. Pray for the wisdom and knowledge. Pray for the unity. Pray that, you know, God will continue to use them in every ministry that they have. And pray for the patience and the courage. Let us pray. Also lift up our hospitality ministry. Welcome by P. Samuel, Barista by Caleb, and the logistic by Father Tim. Let's pray for the wisdom and the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Pray for the creativity and how to reach out in the ministry and bring glory and smile in the lips of the Lord Jesus Christ when they share and ministered to those people that is coming in as well. Let's pray. Let's also lift up our worship and sound, P. Nate and P. Ken. Let's pray. Thank you. So also pray for the pregnant women, mom in our congregation. Come on, Fiona, Leslie, Dayon, Winnie, and others. Let's ask for a good health, both the mom and the babies. Let's pray for the joy. Pray for this great blessing that the Lord is giving unto them. Joy of the parents, provisions, and even the anointing of the doctor when the day come, that it will be less painful and will be, you know, quick delivery. So let's lift them up. Prayer. Also pray for the house church I will be meeting tonight. Blue Pool, First Street, Fontana, Happy Valley, Hopewell, K House, and OPR. Let's pray for Christ-centered gathering. Pray for the covering and protection, joy, and the blessings that is in store in the presence of our God. In this meeting, let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this great day. Thank you, God, for all the prayers that have been lifted up. Even, Lord, not in this list, but the prayers in our heart, that as we lift it up unto you, and you knew it and you saw it, that your compassion will flow through it, and it will meet and answered the prayers that we lifted after you. It is not because of our prayer, but because of your compassion and your love, that you move in those prayers, God. It's not our might nor our power, but by your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God, as we walk beginning today, the heart compassion of Jesus, as we submit to your will and obey and follow, that we may also follow your example, that the same compassion will be in our heart. Help us, Father God. Help us, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you. We honor you. In your precious name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless church and enjoy your prayers with the Lord. And we'll see you tomorrow.